Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's just go right ahead and envision that Tristan Jarry will shut out the Jets here tonight in Winnipeg. That would be three in a row. And it still wouldn't buy him any faith from anyone that he'll be okay for the playoffs. Am I right? Good morning to you. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins coming to you from Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates where you found this. But I've been all about hockey here for a while, covering the Penguins through this Canada trip, which so far has been an immense success, with a 6-0 shutout of the Canadiens in Montreal, a 2-0 shutout that was way more impressive of the Maple Leafs in Toronto after that team had won 10 of its previous 11. And behind both of those was excellent, not good, not very good, excellent goaltending by Jarry. And it's gone beyond his just making saves, although he's done plenty of that. He's been active with the stick, something I spoke with him about specifically the other day in Toronto. That was a point of emphasis for him and Andy Kyoto, the new goaltending coach hired over the offseason. But it wasn't just that. He added elements to his game. And I shouldn't say added, but just improved, refined. And he did that with the simplest possible approach.
I thought I was better. I thought I was keeping the puck between my, in the center of me a lot more and blocking a lot more. I think that helped. And the guys did a great job on rebounds, boxing out, and blocking shots at the end there. I think that was a big key for us.
That's his stock answer. That's what he gave over the weekend in Toronto when asked basically how he's been able to bounce back from that playoff series against the Islanders. He said, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. And it's a really, really stripped down way of looking at things. Because if you sit there and you say to yourself, after the Islanders series, think about this. Well, I really shrunk from the occasion. I folded. I collapsed while the rest of my team was mostly playing well. I let everyone down. I can never have that chance back. This team can never have that chance back. And it was a pretty good group. Instead of doing that, he and Kyoto and Ron Hextall, by the way, who became personally involved in this, came to the conclusion that the best thing he could do was just become a better goaltender. Crazy, right? He didn't say, you know, you need to toughen up, you need to think about this instead of thinking about that. It was just, hey, this thing that you do in such and such situation, here's how to do it a little bit better. Because you can look at all competitive athletics from the standpoint of mental skills, and it's a very real thing. The last thing I'm doing here is downplaying it. It matters. It matters. But as I was telling you, even back around the time of the Islanders series, one of the things that was so confusing about what was happening with Jari was that he's not the type to get blown away by situations. He's the kind that's, you know, more likely than not to just stay very even. And that is seen as a positive for a goaltender. He won't allow the previous goal to linger with him into the next one. That's a good thing. That's something that you want. I was also calling for him to take a more intense approach. A more, how do I say this? Well, I use the Mike Sullivan word. He always says swagger whenever he wants to underscore his team playing with confidence. We want to play with swagger. We want to play with attitude. We want to play with an approach that we believe in. Well, that applies to your goaltender as well. And when you see some of the things that he did just in these last two games, I'm going to say this again, not limited to the saves, you'll see that he's performing like that. What came first? What's the chicken or the egg here? Is it the confidence or being a better goaltender? And then as a result of being a better goaltender, being more confident? Well, I think we're kind of getting that answer now. You know, this portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by the very good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they're committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania, and they in turn need your help. Visit pittsburghfoodbank.org to find out how $1 from you is all it takes to produce and distribute 5 full meals. $1 equals 5 full meals. Visit pittsburghfoodbank.org. I don't know where this is going to head. I don't know how Jari will wake up on the morning of game one of the playoffs. And I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs. Look at the division. Look at the hill that they have to climb. But I do know that you can't go wrong with just making yourself a better hockey player. Regardless of your position, regardless of the time of year, regardless of the situation, the setting for that performance. I admire what Jari's done to date. I don't believe that there's anything that he can do in the regular season that can erase a past playoff performance, obviously, and B, a stigma that might be attached to that playoff performance. But I'll tell you this, too. On Saturday morning in Toronto, I spent a good amount of time with Hextall. We were watching the morning skate together and just talking about a lot of different things, and Jari came up. And Hextall really, really likes this kid. And Hextall went back through the history of young goaltenders. And he asked me a question, kind of testing my, I don't know, hockey knowledge or something. He said, go ahead and name a goaltender who didn't struggle as a young guy and who never really had to struggle at any point. Meaning everything was just seamless. And you know, I started going back through some guys, and it was tough. We had to go back to his era of playing. He mentioned Patrick Waugh. I came back with Martin Brodeur, but then we both realized in the moment I said it, it's like, well, no, hang on a second, Brodeur. I mean, he played behind a team that never gave up any shots on goal. Tom Barrasso won Rookie of the Year in Buffalo, and didn't struggle really at any point in Pittsburgh, but it's just a different time. You know, you could give up 5-6 goals in that era and still win the game and still have been seen to play well. So it's a tougher comparison once you go back to the 80s and even the early 90s. But his point very much stood. Everyone, Marc-Andre Fleury, most prominently here in Pittsburgh, really struggled when they were younger. I mentioned Matt Murray coming up and looking like he was absolutely perfect when he was 22 and 23 years old, winning a cup in both years. But he ended up having his struggles too and continues to this day. Everyone takes some kind of step back. What a goaltender understands that maybe not everyone will is that the answer is to just keep getting better. When we come back, just one question. Question, and that's brought to you always on this program by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this show a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/DK. And our J1Q comes from Ricky, who asks, with Casey DeSmith struggling, is there any chance we see a different backup? Not in the short term, Ricky, and there's a couple of reasons that I say that. One is I referenced the conversation that I had with Hextall in Toronto, and there's a faith in both goaltenders. Now, it's not an equal faith, as you know. One of them is clearly the starter, and one is the backup. But I haven't heard people inside the Penguins, on or off the record or anything, getting down on DeSmith. Now, they haven't been satisfied with his three starts. And going back a little further, and this is something that won't get discussed as often, I don't think, is that they didn't really think he had a great camp or a great preseason either. Now, it's got to be understood that he was coming off a pretty significant injury to close out the previous season, so maybe there's a little bit of leeway there. But right now, the reason he hasn't been playing and the reason I don't expect him to play here tonight is that the other guy's out of his mind and the team needs points. This isn't a situation where the Penguins can get selective about, well, let's try to prioritize for this one night getting the backup goaltender straightened out. Can't do it. I don't see anything on the docket where they can afford to use DeSmith until the Canadiens are in town, meaning in Pittsburgh, next week. I think Jari's got to play tonight. I think Jari's got to keep playing here for a while. You know, he's young. He can handle it. Tells me he loves it. Great. But for another backup, I mean, you have Louis Domingue down in Wilkes-Barre. He's spent some time in the NHL in recent years, back up in Tampa, in other spots. That's not where you want to go. Philip Lindbergh got off to a great start for that same team, but he's hurt and he's now out week to week, according to an update over the weekend. So that's not going anywhere either. You know, and the other part of that is, you bring a young guy up to be a backup and the young guy just sits there and it's not necessarily the greatest thing for his own individual maturation. Someone who's never played professional hockey before this year, meaning Lindbergh. So no, I don't get that sense. But that could change. DeSmith has to understand, and I'm sure he does, really bright guy, that he's not going to get 100 chances to get out of this. He has to perform when he's called upon. If that means he performs, once every 2 weeks or once every 3 weeks, that's just how it goes, man. You know, he's got to be better. But not now. And not just because of the shutout streak either. It's just, you just need points. You need points. If the Penguins have a chance to fly home from here in Manitoba a lot later tonight with a 3-0 trip, that's worth way more than having your backup goaltender feel better about himself. You know, those are not close in terms of risk and reward. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We'll have another one tomorrow from here in Winnipeg, and then I'll be flying home after that. Thanks for listening.